Thursday the 29th of October, Yudal of Mar Cheshvan, Baba Shlomo Reich, wearing a talis and not being bechavin l'shem mitzvah.
You know, there's a machlekes, the mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah zain srichas kavana. That means, if you're going to do a mitzvah, to be able to consider that you've been mekayim the mitzvah, do you need to have kavana to do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah? Doing it because the Rabbeinu Shlomo told me to do the mitzvah or not? So, seeing that there's a machlekes, the Magen Avraham is machriya, mitzvah d'oraisa, we pask in mitzvah srichas kavana. And mitzvah d'rabbanan, even though obviously it's better to be able to have kavana, we pass the mitzvah zain srichas kavana. And therefore, the mitzvah d'oraisa, that a person said, made a mitzvah and he didn't have kavana, he's mechuyev to go over and do the mitzvah once again. As regards the bracha, it's a din and the mishmura what he should do. The obvious question which arises is that every day there are many mitzvahs d'oraisa that we do. For instance, davening, mekayem mitzvah say to Saint Krishma, and then after we say the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim. And most of us, to this day and age, we start davening, and we go into the cruise, and we go straight through, and we've got no kavana when it comes to Krishma, as it comes to Zechiras Yisrael, that we're doing the L'shem Mitzvah. So that the Mishnah Berurah brings is the Chaya Odom. The Chaya Odom says, when do we say that a person who didn't have kavana have to go over and do the mitzvah again? When we could be told that the first seer wasn't a l'shem mitzvah, like going b'tkiya shayisli islami, the guy was learning to blow shofar, he was being taught how to blow shofar, and it was Rosh Hashanah, and he was being taught how to blow shofar. So then it's quite obvious that the reason why he's blowing shofar wasn't a l'shem mitzvah. Avon in Kaira Krishma, but Derek Shana Kaira beside that tefillah, if it's Kaira Krishma like we do during davening, the Chenkish Ochal Matzah, Yid Matzah on Leil Pesach, or Itoka, for not a Lula, for you doing Tikir Shev Rosh Hashanah, or Itoka Lula from Sukkis, Ava Bishle Kivain, Lot says Yotso. Even though he didn't have a Furisha Kavana to be Yetze, Zecha Yetze, Shahare Mishumze Oysa. The only reason why he's doing it, the reason why we come to shul in the morning to daven, is to be able to count the mitzvahs that are to do in the shul. But then the Mishmura comes and tells us a chidush, which I must tell you, I asked a few people here in London, besides for one person who knew the halacha, nobody knew it, and everybody said to me, wow, when they heard the halacha. A very, very interesting halacha, the Mishmura tells us. So the Mishmura, I'll tell you, he said one mitzvah is a thing, different mitzvahs, but the halacha is like this. If a person, you finished davening, it's a Thursday this morning, you finished davening, you're walking out to shul with your talis battle under your hand, and all of a sudden, as you're walking through the door, just as you're walking out, you hear somebody calling you up for an aliyah. So what do? You turn around, you quickly pull out the talis from the talis bag, you put it on, and you go up to have an aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why are you putting on the talis? You're not putting on the talis because it's mitzvah sittis. You've done that already. You did it, you put your talis cotton on, and you finished davening. There's only one reason you're putting in your talis. That's cover the tzibur. Says the Mishmura, cover the tzibur is not for the mitzvah. It's as cover the tzibur. It's a zinyan, it's a where talisim. Says the Mishmura Chiddush, he says, it's considered, since tzitzis is a mitzvah of Seder Aisa. So mitzvah Seder Aisa, you've got to have kavana. So you're wearing dalet kamfis, you're wearing a beged, which is b'chuyiv b'tzitzis, without tzitzis. Because you haven't got kavana for the tzitzis. And he says, b'shas maisa, you're being over on a mitzvah of Seder Aisa. So you say to Mishibura. Because since the maisa, when you're putting on the talis, the reason we're doing it is shloi l'shem mitzvah. It says cover the tzibur. Cover the Torah. That's a point where it's arguable. I think himself is done with that. It's an arguable point. I think Rishon Zalman thinks about that. Is that considered l'shem mitzvah, not l'shem mitzvah? But cover, let's get to the... what should you do? Let's get to that. Look what he's saying. He's saying, I'm married to Gechidish. The guy is wearing a talis. And wearing a talis, it's got four tzitzis on it. Kosher tzitzis, and he's being over on the mitzvah of Seder Reiser of wearing dalet kamfis without tzitzis.
He wouldn't have put it on
without it. Oh, yeah, alright, so you've got, I understand. So that's where the point is, where the Akhrim like to have a goddess, Mishabura, that perhaps it's not considered what he says, it's not a Shalei L'Shem Mitzvah. Well, he's supposed to do to Mishabura, he's supposed to be having a L'Shem Mitzvah, and then you can have some problems with the Brocha. You're putting on your own talis. That's the deal. But I want to go to the actual, what the Mishmur is saying to you. So Mishmur is saying that a guy can be wearing a dalet of a beggar that arba canvas with tzitzis on it, and he's been over on a Seder Aisa wearing a beggar without tzitzis, because he says that since the mitzvah is Seder Aisa, mukhuyiv tav kavana, and here you haven't got kavana, it's considered as if you're wearing a beggar without tzitzis.
he's not putting on a red cloak.
Yeah, so you're going back to the same point. Why? And what's the idea of the chayda mitzvah? Back to the chayda. That's what I said before. If I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly, it talks about the beginning of one of its halakim, Alicha Shlema called Anyon Tov, the first, second seminar, I think, discusses that point.
He's already made the brachas for the Tanis, yeah?
That was in the morning.
Oh, yes, but he reserved the right.
To be able to go back.
On the way out of shul, yeah. He could put the Tanis on again.
Such a unusual thing. If it wasn't his Tanis,
that's another. But let's say a person who's not familiar with the shul. Let's say a yid who's not familiar with the shul, and he walks in the shul and he's never worn tzitzis, he's never worn Tanis, and he's like, I've only got Tanis cotton on or whatever, and he walks into the shul, then he gets an aliyah, and he asks the guy, what am I supposed to do now? So he says, he's supposed to put this on. He sees one lying around, and he sees everybody goes up, puts one on, so he also puts one on. He's got absolutely no idea what it is. So instead of doing a mitzvah, putting on his talis, he's being able to make a mitzvah seder raisa. So if he's not hit, then you've got a different thing, because there's a content of the possibility of saying not mukutit. Yeah, you're right.
Why is he over? Yeah.
Why? What's your question?
Why is he over that he puts on
without
the brocha?
So no, not even on the brocha. He's wearing dalet kantas. Says the mishmura and mitzvah seder raisa, you need to have kavona. And he hasn't got kavana, so you're not being mekayem the mitzvah of dalet tzitzis, So you've got dalet kamfas without the mitzvah of tzitzis. You're still davening without kavana. The nekuda where
can you
drink a beer
without
kavana? Then there's service chayim simply. So what's the nekuda here? The nekuda is that why are we finding it difficult to understand this mishpura? Is because we've got a mindset that the avera is to wear a beged of dalet kamfas without tzitzis. Not that there's a mitzvah to wear beged of dalet kamfas with tzitzis. We understand that if you put on dalet kamfas, you mustn't wear it without tzitzis. So you can't say this guy is wearing dalet kamfas without tzitzis. There's a famous kasha, Teisas kasha, Sukkah Shteidach Gemara, that there's a mute, a Sukkah Gzula is possible. Frank Teisas kasha, Sukkah Gzula is possible. What do you need to have a mute for? It's mitzvah, habor, ba'avera. So what do you need a mitzvah to tell you that Sukkah Gzula is possible? Either way, Sukkah Gzula, you did an avera with it, obviously it's possible. So comes again the Minchas Chinuch, and tells us the Minchas Chinuch, I've got an answer, says the Minchas Chinuch, the two halakim of the mitzvah Sukkah. There's one chalik of the mitzvah Sukkah the first night. That's the mitzvah Chiyuvis. That means every single yid above the mitzvah is b'chuyiv to go into Sukkah and be mekayim. Teishu came to Dira, he's got to sit in the Sukkah, make Dira in the Sukkah, and mekayim mitzvah Sukkah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, obviously, if a person is mekayim that mitzvah in a oifen of mitzvah abor ba'avera, hasn't got the mitzvah. But after the first night, if you want to, you can fast the whole sukkah, or eat peiros or whatever is not mekuyv with sitting in the sukkah, and you don't need to walk in the sukkah ever again. And there'll be no complaints against you. So, but if you decide to eat properly, decide to wash, or meat or whatever, you're going to sit there, you want to eat properly, you want to make a teishu, you're mekuyv to do it in the sukkah. With a bracha, yeah, because the mitzvah we pass with the mitzvah we make a bracha. You're going to do it in the sukkah. It says the Minchas Chinuch, B'Seder. So I go into my sukkah gzula, on the second day sukkahs, and the third day sukkahs, and I have my meal there. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what have I done? He says, you can't say I've eaten outside the sukkah, I've eaten inside the sukkah. So the mitzvah about the beira, so I haven't got the mitzvah. He says, I haven't got the beira, because I haven't eaten outside the sukkah. Minchas Chinuch is understanding, and the same, and this point is obviously argued with the Mishabura, that the Avera, or the mitzvah, let's put it, the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, the mitzvah kiyumis of eating the sukkah, the mitzvah of the other days, the mitzvah rishus, there's no mitzvah, you have to be kind mitzvah sukkah. There is an Avera, you mustn't eat outside the sukkah. And he says, so therefore, if the other days, I'm not eating outside the sukkah. And the same will apply to the beged. The avera is to go with a beged of dalet canvas, go with a beged with four corners, and not to have on it tzitzis. So, b'meila, what's the difference? You are machaven, you're not machaven. You can't say, I've got a beged without tzitzis. That's how the Minchas Chinuch is understanding. But the Mishabura does not understand like that. The Mishabura understands that there's a mitzvah, and I explain to you, in a few minutes I'll explain to you the svara, which is Mahmish Mishabura, the Mishabura says, that there's a mitzvah for you to wear, now that you've got this beged on, you've got to wear it with tzitzis. And if, by wearing these tzitzis, you are not to be Mekayeh Mitzvah's tzitzis, you are wearing Dalet Kanfas, and the Torah says to you, put on tzitzis, and you have not put on tzitzis, and you're being over an Asay Dairaisa, says the Mishabura. Where would we find something like the Mishabura? There's a Modcha. The Modcha in Menachos. The Modcha says, what happens if on the middle of Shabbos your tzitzis get torn? Tzitzis get torn, so he says there's nothing you can do. It's Shabbos. You can't put on new tzitzis. You've got a baguette, the Dalet Kanfas, without tzitzis on. What do you do? He says, the Modcha, you can put the baguette on. So he says, how can you put it on? Pardon? No, not going out. Yeah, but forget. Let's carry it because the tzitzis on it. They're all torn. It's not all torn. So they're not talking about going out. Oh, says the Modcha, you can put it on. Why can you put it on? He says, when do you become a chuyv tzitzis? The minute you put it on. He says, once you put it on, he says, I'm an oinus. I can't put tzitzis on now. And it's like monopatri, so I can wear the beggar without tzitzis.
But you had it on.
No, you didn't have it on. You can take it out of the talis bottle and you can put it on.
Right, it should be
muxa. No, some books. You can put it's a baguette. It's a problem. It's a baguette. It's a baguette. Somebody else can wear. You can put it on. Says the Modcha. You can put it on. You can put it on Shabbos. I says, what happens? You haven't got tzitzis. So he says, Beseda. So what happens? The minute I put it on, I become chuyv to put on tzitzis. Beseda. I'm oinus of monopatri. I can't put tzitzis. Shabbos. It's a kshira. I'm allowed to wear it. Are they passing the Modcha? Allah Chalam Ma'aseh B'Shem Deri.
Are you
becoming
some sort of mitzvah by
wearing? No, nothing. Not becoming mitzvah. Says the Modcha these words. Bishloim, says the Modcha, if there'd be an issa to wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. So you can say to me, how can you put this on? You're being over an issa by putting it on. Because the Torah says, don't wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. Now I'm putting on Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. Says the Modcha, that's not the issa. The Torah never says that, says the Modcha. The Torah says, when you put on Dalet Kanfas, put on tzitzis. I put it on, says don't put on tzitzis. I can't. I've got no way of putting it on. As they pass the Modcha. Agav, there's a very famous kasha from Shlomo Ego, Miss Mordechai. Mamash HaGishmak HaKasha. It comes as a chiddush. The Modcha says, a person is allowed to put himself into a matzav of being an onus in a mitzvah. He's put it on, and then you go to be potter. There's a matter of frying paskin, that if somebody who fasts on the same Gedalia, it will affect his fasting on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to fast on the same Gedalia. So those who argue with him say, why not? Today I've got a chiyuv to fast, the same Gedalia. Comes to Yom Kippur, if I'm potter, I'm potter. There's a Mishnah, and we just pass the year there. If you shech the oif, you're b'chuyuv to make, or shech the oif, you're b'chuyuv to make, kisadam. On Yontif, the Mishnah in Beta, here in Yontif, when you mustn't shech the oif unless you've got ofot ichuach, you've got sand which is ready to do kisir dam. But if the sand is solid or whatever, so kumtois you can't dig it, on Yontif you're not allowed to dig the sand, so he says you're not allowed to shech. Frek the Shlemeiger, according to the Modcha, why? Shech the oif? Now, Berachiv to do kisedam. I don't say monopatre. What? Dig the sand, dig the soil. I'm not allowed to. It's Yontif. I'm not allowed to dig the soil. I don't say monopatre. That's a kasha which Nishbura Harba Kol Muisim on of. It's a famous kasha that Shem Eig asks on the Modchai. That's a different shmuz. What's the teretz on that kasha? But Kol what we see in the Modchai is that the Modchai says to us like the Mishbura, not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Modchai says that the chiyuv on Shabbat, and the chiyuv of wearing tzitzis is not that it's also for you to wear Dalet Kanfas without tzitzis. There's a chiyuv that if you're wearing a beggar the Dalet Kanfas, put on the tzitzis, says the Mordechai Beseder. So now I put on this Dalet Kanfas, I can't put on tzitzis. I mean, there's a rachimina rach on many things. For instance, you're out somewhere, and you're in Siberia, you've got a beggar, the Dalet Kanfas, not Siberia, because it might be, you're somewhere else, or wherever, and you want to put on a beggar, and you have got no way of putting on tzitzis, you're miles away from anywhere, according to the Mordechai, you can put it on, even though you've got no efforts for tzitzis,
you're not allowed to learn next to a candle,
Oh, Chemiyata.
Yes,
no, it's Hakdot, it's Exerid Rabbanon. It's Exerid Rabbanon that you might come to be over this and say, if you do it, you're over this and
that. Yeah, but no, it's a gift to learn.
After you can be over the Dreis, and Dreis, go to the Botch, you're not going to be over any Issa. If Hasa Sholem, the guy's Yata, the same there, but if you're Yata, what you're over, you're going to be a Kippur and Yom Tov.
Yeah, but this is...
Shabbos. Do you know that? Then! Yeah, but you've been over there. Then the Mordechai said, you're not even Issa, Bechlau. You're not even Issa, and it's more than Issa, because Hasa Sholem, guy's Bate, is over the Dreis. Here the Mordechai says, the mitzvahs never came into effect, because Oida Sachmona Patre. So he stated Mordechai, it's a Chiddush Neira. Or by Gopal, does state the Mishmura. The Mishmura is saying exactly the same thing. The Mishmura is saying that the Chiyuv to wear Dalet Kamfas is not an Issa to wear a Beged without Dalet Kamfas. There's a Chiyuv to wear a Beged with Dalet Kamfas. Now I'll explain to you the Svara. There are, like we said before, there's Mitzvahs Chiyuvis, Chiyuvis, and there's Mitzvahs Chiyuvis. There are Mitzvahs which you're Mechuyuv to do, and there are Mitzvahs which if you want to do, it's a Rishus, do it. You don't want to do, you don't do it. There's only one difference between mitzvah chiyuvis and mitzvah chiyuvis. When the mitzvah becomes chiyuvis. What do I mean to say? Mitzvah chiyuvis. First night of sukkahs, everybody's mechuyav to sit in the sukkah. Who was chiyuv that? The Torah. In other words, the fact that you are now mechuyav to eat inside the sukkah, because shkir, it's become leil tezvav, says the Torah, now you're mechuyav to eat in the sukkah. Mitzvah chiyuvis, after that night you've done the mitzvah, you don't need to do it. Zman isn't mechayiv, nothing's mechayiv, but there is something else that should mechayiv you. By being teshu, sitting, eating a proper meal, you bring yourself into the chiyuv of eating inside the sukkah. In other words, the difference between chiyuvis and chiyumis is only the raf, the moment of time when it becomes a chiyuvis. Chiyuvis, you mechayiv the mitzvah because it's leil tezvav. You're no balabos on it to be kiveh. When the Torah was mechayiv to do the mitzvah, kiyumis, it's not the zman that is mechayiv to do the mitzvah. The zman is mechayiv. You bring yourself into doing the mitzvah. How do you bring yourself into doing the mitzvah? By having a meal, by teshuvah, by eating a proper meal. There's no the same with tzitzis. Tzitzis is not kiyumis. You know, you can go your whole life, person mika adin, and never needs to wear a pair of tzitzis. But he can't. Why? Because tzitzis isn't kiyumis. So the Torah, you can make tzitzis into chiyuvis. How do you make tzitzis into chiyuvis? By putting on a bag of the dalet kamfas. But so the minute you put it on a bag of the dalet kamfas, the mitzvah tzitzis becomes chiyuvis by you. The minute you start eating a proper meal, mitzvah sukkah becomes chiyuvis. Just as much as the mitzvah chiyuvis. Everybody understands that if the first night of sukkahs, if you ate without kavona, yizichah oyver asay deraisa, because the Torah says that today you have to eat in the sukkah, and if you don't have kavona, you're not mekayim mitzvah sukkah, the same applies that if afterwards, during sukkahs, you decide to eat a full meal, now, says the Torah, you'll become a chiyuvis in the mitzvah sukkah, you'll not be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, because once you start eating a meal, to eat a full meal, you become a chiyuvis in mitzvah sukkah, now, you're eating the meal without kavona, there's no difference between chiyuvis and chiyuvis, except to when you join the motorway, when you become a chiyuvis. Chiyuvis yichayiv, because the Torah said, you're not in charge, the zman is mechayiv you. Chiyuvis, you are the one who brings you into it. But that's all the Torah said to you. The Torah says, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. If you want to do the mitzvah, I'll tell you, like this and like this, you become a chiyuv mitzvah. Wear a beged dalet kamfas, become a mitzvah. Eat a meal, take shvu, become a chiyuv mitzvah. Say that. But once I become a chuyub, I'm a chuyub like a mitzvah chiyubis. And just as much, nobody argues that a mitzvah chiyubis, that's a din. Mitzvah sviches kavana. And if a person didn't eat in the sukkah, leil sukkahs, with the person ate in the sukkah, leil sukkahs, without kavana, meika a din, besides for the chaya adam, meika a din, he's a chuyub to eat again. Bubechina gasa. Pardon? Oh, so what's considered that code? So that's the chaya adam. Then you come back to the chaya adam. I'll tell you what it means. Come back to the basically, you're in Siberia, you're in a place, you don't even know it's leil tezvav, and you walk into a room, and you sit down, and you have a meal. And after the mizbara, that room was a sukkah, and you didn't know it was leil tezvav. Alright? So there you've got a case where you have no idea it was sukkah, so you ate shalom echavonis mitzvah.
I don't understand.
You've got to eat again. You've got to go back into the sukkah. There's no that zikha the chaya adam we made there. That zikha, you didn't have come on, you've got to go and eat again. There's no shayla about it. A bracha is a shayla. Your zikha, you've got to go and eat again. So says the Mishavura, the same thing, the mitzvah kumis. Now you're bechuyav to do the mitzvah. He didn't do the mitzvah. So you're even asking the right. He went away without doing the mitzvah.
The Mishavura says, if you put on the talis without kavona, you're over,
yeah?
No, I don't understand. You put it on the talis. Before that, you've got no chiyuv. Now you put it on the talis, must have a tzitzis on it. There is tzitzis on it.
So to be sure, that's not considered tzitzis.
Why should the kavanah be? The tzitzis should be down there, the bag in the tzitzis.
No. When you're wearing it, you're wearing it. You're right. You're 100% right. According to Mishmura, you don't need to take it off and have a kavanah again. You should stop in chavon.
No, but
for the moment you're wearing,
making the talis.
No, chas v'shalom. No. The levisha. The levisha.
The
same number. Once you've got it on, but you're not thinking about it. You're thinking about something else altogether. So you're not going to be kavim. It's a tzitzis. You're not going to be kavim. It's a tzitzis. You're wearing a baggage. Out of comfort without tzitzis.
No, put it on there. Look at the tzitzis. Yeah,
you can look at the tzitzis, but just as much as you understand if the tzitzis is not for sure, tzitzis shem asherah. That's however. In case you don't have a tzitzis, you zeh hamaskin. You're not kavim. It's a you're even. I say the right.
Yeah.
So it says mishmur. Same thing. Why? It says mishmur. The oddity is not because there's something wrong with them, because mitzvah sichas kamana. Hey, you're not considered. You're not considered doing the mitzvah. So wearing down the
comfort.
That's oinus. That's something else. So you're not an oinus. Where? But make the bracha.
Okay. Yeah,
so if you're not an oinus, you've got to make the bracha. You've got to have kavanah.
What's the oinus?
Where?
Shabbos.
Because you're not allowed to make shira.
Yeah, but if so, but there was no kavanah b'chlal.
Where?
Yeah, the kavanah.
Yeah.
What does the Mishnah
Berurah
want you to do? Want you to just
to
be aware of the fact?
Yeah, you do the mitzvah. Yeah. And I'm saying, at that point is very arguable. That really and truly, why did you put that bag in? You think, you know the difference in kavod and tzibah. The mitzvah, most people think there's mitzvah to wear tzitzis when you go to have an aliyah. So, you can always argue with that point in the Mishnah Berurah and suggest perhaps that it is considered. Yeah, so Mechura, you got the result. Yeah, so he says, right, so the Mishnah Berurah attacker says, talking about a case... you could argue that actually, but the idea which we was bringing there, that's the kuda which I want to bring up. Pardon? Right. Today's Rochadi Meinu's yard site. I want to say something about Rochadi Meinu. Chazal tell us in Bedrish, Psicha to Eicha, said, tell us Chazal, when it comes to the man of the Gula, of the Golos, Kalisar and Golos, Avraham Avinu is going to come to the Rebbeinu Shleinim and says, "B'schus takeda b'gael kal yisrael." The answer is no. Yitzchak comes, B'schus takeda. Masim takeda. Yaakov comes. They all come. Rachel Imenu comes. Rachel Imenu says, "B'schus that she was meisa the simonim to Leah. B'schus that she should be zicht to be gael kal yisrael." Says the Rebbeinu Shleinim, "That's a schus, and that schus I'm going to be gael kal yisrael." Before we go, the actual what's the avon away? I want to explain something else. We've got to understand what Rochel Imenu did here. The Pasuk tells us later on that when Leah found the Dodoim, so Rochel asked her for the Dodoim, so Leah answered her, "Vatoimelo, ma'at kachtech es ishi velakachas gamas Dodoi b'ni." Lechure, it's a double pele. I mean, what's going on here? Where's your Akaras HaTayim? Leah, the very fact that she's married to Rochel is because Rochel didn't just... the fact that she's married to Yaakov isn't just the fact that Rachel helped her along. Rachel was moisa herself. She gave it away to everything to her. And now Rachel's asking for a simple favor. Give me the dodoim, Rebbe. She was in a car. Give me the dodoim. And she answered, "Amat kachtech es ishi." What's going on? How do you understand that Leah could answer such a thing? So there are other people who want to answer that Leah never ever knew that Rachel was moisa had a simonim. Why? Because what were the simonim? There's one teretz. The simonim were that the lachas of a Yiddish meidel chalad lachas aneh. Rachel saw that Leah is being taken to the chuppah. Says Rachel, "You're going to marry a yid." Because the mitzvah, there's three lachas a yid has to be kaim. Chalad nidah lachas aneh. Leah came with Yaakov. Yaakov says, "You know the halachas of Yiddish mama." So she said, "Yeah, chalad lachas aneh nidah." So she never ever realized that Rachel was the one who arranged this whole, who was Moses Simonim. That's one teretz. And forget it, from there you see the godless of Rachel, that Rachel never let her know. But that's one teretz, it fits in with one medrash. But Rav Medrashim told the story slightly differently. They tell the story like this, that Rachel came into the room before Yaakov and Leah came in. She lay down underneath the bed, and then Yaakov asked Leah for the simonim, and so that Yaakov shouldn't discern between the voice of Leah and Rachel, Rachel answered the simonim while she was there. So if that's the case, then Leah definitely knew that Rachel was made the way to simonim. So how did Leah say such a thing? So the Sfona says, Amad kachteis ishi shaloi hoyelecho lahaskim shetia at tsarosi. Ka'omo v'isha lachisa litikach litzra. Rachel, you should never be masking to marry Yaakov. You should never have the right to mask Yaakov. You have two sisters on to marry Yaakov. What shteita? Shteita that, like Chazal tell us, that Be'etzem Leah was mu'uras to Yesov, and Rachel was mu'uras to Yaakov. And that's not Stamo Meirusin, they knew that Min HaShemayim, Kach Nikva Advorin, they were Nevi'ahs, and they knew that Min HaShemayim, Rachel has to marry Yaakov for that word, and the Shiftikah. Came a matzev that Rachel saw there's going to be a Shaila of a Busha for Leah. There's a Merekah there's going to be a Busha for Leah. Rachel said that's not what the Rabbeinu Shem wants of somebody. He can want Shiftikah, he can want Kalisar, he can want Kabbalah Satera, he can want Binyan Beis Hamikdash, he can want Mashiach. But to be Vaza somebody else doesn't mean that. His Mochan, Rabbeinu Shem holds that we have to be Vata on everything. The whole future of Kalisar, a Chasashonim, we shouldn't be Vaza somebody else. Like Chazal tell us, Mutu Shiapin Odom, Chazal, the Kipshan Eish, Vaish Ben Echaveiroi, the Pshat says, Rochel, a Klal in Teira. To be Vaish somebody else, not only that Kaiser can't be built from such a thing. That is not what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't want such a thing from me. The whole future we can jeopardize the whole future of Klal Yisrael. And that's not what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. The Chassid Shalom marries somebody else. And diametrically opposed is Korach. Korach saw that Shmuel HaNavi is going to come out from him. And so because he saw that Shmuel HaNavi is coming out from him, he gave himself the right to go and fight against the Mimavaza, Mimoyed against Moshe Rabbeinu. Rachel, when she gave over the simonim to Leah, Rachel was giving absolutely everything. Rachel wasn't just doing some sort of mitzvah and helping Leah out. Rachel thought that's it. I'm losing every single thing there is now. Because there's an issa for a Yiddish man to marry two sisters. There's an issa, it's not shaykh for me to marry him afterwards. They never thought of Bilhah, never thought of Zilpah. Leah is marrying now Yaakov. And with that, she's kira burying herself la'ilam void. And it was so poshut, and Leah understood it with such a pashtus, that Leah said, there's a taina on you that you're masking after to go marry Yaakov. You have no right to marry Yaakov. Now that you paskin that the halacha is, that Yaakov has to marry Leah, because otherwise there'll be a bushi for Leah, so that's halacha. The halacha is that Rachel doesn't marry Yaakov. If Rachel doesn't marry Yaakov, for you to go and marry Yaakov, you're jeopardizing my marriage, and you've got no right to do such a thing. That is the gadlus of which Rachel did for Leah. The Ran, in Drashas Haran, the Ran asks, why did Avraham Avinu send Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak from Benois Lovam Tzuel? And instead of sending, he had a seminary. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu had a seminary. Thousands of people were learning about Avraham Avinu. It was Makarev by the Chubas, thousands. There's loads of girls there who Avraham Avinu would have found for Yitzchak. And they went to the base Lovam Tzuel, who were base Ivda Avida Zorah. Says the Ran, there are certain things which are the makeup and the genetics of a person. And there are certain things which a person works upon himself and it becomes there. He says the genetics of a person go over Birusha from one generation to the other. What a person works in his Seichel and becomes, that is his own private domain. That doesn't go over to his Yerusha to the next generation. Midas Tevis, he says that is chelik of the genetics of a person. And that goes over from generation to generation. Ovid Avei Dezorah Chmona Litzlan. Satan says, Ovid Avodah Zarah is a terrible thing. That's his own private problem. And you can work on a person as Ovid Avodah Zarah. Avraham Avinu wanted that his children should be married to people with Midas Tevis. The fact that it's a bias, shall Ovid Avodah Zarah said Avraham Avinu, Afshali Stadeh, I can sort that out. I can teach them. Pardon? The same case that there's a bias, it was the bias of Midas Tevis. When a lot of them saw themselves have the grace of Midas Tevis, Bachnis, or him to a certain extent. So she didn't rush to that. I'm not going to have the same test. I got the cash the other way around. I got the, how did you know, nobody in his seminary didn't have Midas Tevis. the take out. Oh, so she did the Josh Zeran. That's the Josh Zeran that explains that.
Pardon? Trying to kill Lazer.
Yeah,
but that's why he was
the Eliezer. The Eliezer. The Abbas. A Kessel came to some moment. A very big came to some moment. Love on him. So had she done in Chazal. I've taken the Chanam. But so she did. Zetch is Avram Bili knew. The Chidon Zeran. If it's a good taste. That's what. Rachel wants. The Octage is like this. Chazal are looking at what's going on. The Beishem says that the reason why they go to Klal Yisrael is because they are children of Rachel. If they are children of Rachel, then they have got natural Midas Tevis. They've naturally got Midas Tevis. The Klal Yisrael have naturally got Midas Tevis. That, in that schus, says the Rebbein Shem, I'll be go to Klal Yisrael. There's a very interesting passage. When David HaMelech was saying the Hesped on Shaul and Yonason, so David HaMelech said, Nifleisa avos choli ma'ahavas noshim. David HaMelech said about Yonason, the Ava that you had to me is me ahavas noshim. So Pasha, you didn't think that's a kilo moshul on the musug Ava is ahavas noshim. Says the Targum, Mefrash rechantach li mirechimas tartin noshim. Two women. The Ava you had to be more than three, have two women. Yonason had the whole Moluchah in front of him. Shaul was the king. He had the whole Moluchah in front of him. David the Melech, Joel Paskin was a married by Malchus. Yonason had no reason, no problem to carry on with his father's shitter and go fight with his father's shitter and chase out David HaMelech. And Yonason saw them in a Shemayim, and that's not what's going to be. And Yonason was prepared that instead of creating a matzav that he should be the king and David should be the Eved, the other way around. I'll be the king, you'll be the king, David HaMelech, and I'll be the Eved. Yonason was Mishavet Binyamin. Shevet Binyamin is from Rachel. Says the Ramami Pano, that's what the Targum is telling us. That middah of Rachel being Bimavata to Leah and losing the whole future is what you were Yerush Enison from your ancestors. The Bitartin Noshin, the story of the two women of Rachel and Leah, that's what you were Yerush. Because Guta Midas is something which is genetic. And because that makeup of our genetic makeup of Guta Midas in that school of Mitzvah will be Zecha to the Gula.